T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Earlier, we were talking about things around the workplace that are annoying because the trash was piling up on one of those under the cabinet trash cans in the kitchen area.
Yes.
Coffee grinds on the floor, some pork fried rice on the floor.
Ooh, that's good. Keep that.
But can we just briefly mention workplace bathrooms? I won't even go into what I just saw in one of the bathrooms here. I mean, I'm not even going to get into it. But, I mean, come on. Really? I mean, seriously. And Amy pointed out this morning, it's like, you wonder, how do people live at home?
Exactly. What is happening at your house?
I want to go look now. You're talking about this one?
No, not this one. I don't go
You don't go into that one because that's a multi-user?
Even if it's the... And it is the closest one. It's literally out the door, 4 steps, you're in it.
Yeah.
I don't go in it. Anyway, 725. And Amy went off on a little road trip this weekend. A little wine time this weekend for the friend of hers.
Yeah, we went up to Lynchburg. Well, my friend came down, and so we met halfway in Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. And we hit up a couple wineries. One was Lazy Days Winery. Then there was Rebeck, which is... There's a bunch all over in that area of Virginia. But we just went to those two. And we went... She was speaking at a conference there. Okay. But we went downtown to this bar, El Jefe Taqueria. Mm-hmm. And
Was it delicious?
Yes, it was so good. Also, I learned that if you pace yourself and drink a lot of water, that you can put away a lot of tequila, like a lot more.
Oh, good. That's
usually
good.
I do like a 2 or 3 drink max.
Yeah.
And I was just, they were going down. I was like, oh, there's probably towards the end, the bartender probably just stopped putting alcohol in there. He's probably like, you don't need any more. You're good.
Yeah.
You're straight. But it was fun. And I was like, I like those. It was two hours and 15 minutes, I think, yeah. Which is a good amount of time to drive for a road trip if you're just staying somewhere overnight. Because just when you're about, like, I want to be out of the car, you are. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I bet people have good stops that they hit, you know. Because 2.5 hours, you're not going to get that far. It's going to be these small, you know, smaller towns. But what are good road trip towns to do that, where you just go stay a night or two during the weekends?
Yeah, not some excessive long drive. Just, you know, are you capping it at 3 hours on the drive?
Let's say 3 hours max. And a good, like, because you get to these towns and you can get a hotel room cheap. Like, I don't want to go to the Biltmore. We're not on that kind of budget. We need, I mean, a cheap, like, $60 a night hotel.
No, nobody's on the Biltmore budget.
There's a Biltmore Inn and Suites right down here on 68.
No, it's not anymore.
Oh, okay.
They changed the name.
Oh, no! My jokes don't work anymore.
Yeah, your jokes didn't work when it was...
Your face, it's talking. Shh.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. What you doing, man?
I was giving y'all suggestions for the weekend trips.
All right, let's hear them.
You got Boone, North Carolina. I don't know if you've ever been there before.
I have not, no.
We've been trying to tell her about the magic of Boone and the Dan'l Boone Inn.
And Tweedsie.
Oh, yeah. That's the best eating you can do around here.
Yeah, you're right here. A man after my own heart, indeed.
There you go.
What's your name?
Dalton.
Dalton, thank you for checking in, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
See you, Dalton. Hey, it's the Wolf.
Hey, Boone's a great place up at Blowing Rock, Grandfather Mountain. It's about 2 hours away.
Yes, it is a great trip. We've told her all about the Dan'l Boone Inn and all the things to do up there.
Yeah, they have really good snack portions there.
Appalachian Mountain Brewery's up there. You got tap rooms. You got hike trails. You got the gem mines, Linville Caverns, and everything like that, too.
Nice. What's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, so a lot to do in Boone. All right, thank you for checking in.
Yep.
All right, bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Tap rooms and breweries.
Mm-hmm.
You can check that out.
I like that because it's good hiking and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of good waterfalls up that way, too, if you make your way back.
Asheville's a good uh-huh. weekend trip, too. Lots to do there. It's become a real foodie town. I mean, 10 years ago, it was not. But now it's a big foodie town. Lots of little small restaurants owned by local chefs doing all kinds of cool stuff. There's tons of breweries there. plenty of little wine bars and everything else, plus all the other stuff that surrounds. People like to go there in the fall because of the foliage and everything. Yeah. I like to go at Christmas because Biltmore is all decorated. When you go, you don't have to stay at the Biltmore. There's plenty of places to stay.
True.
Without staying at the Biltmore.
All right, so we got a few recommendations for Boone in the Asheville area. Anything? Because I was looking at, I'm off a couple of days coming up in a few weeks. I think we're going to head to beach area.
No, you work. You work. We're gonna have you work.
Yeah. I'll bring you. I'll bring the equipment with me.
There's been just a little change. The beach thing is still in, but Chase and I are going, and you're not.
Yeah,
that's a good. But I'd highly recommend the beach trips are great for me.
I just wanted to be alone, so that's perfect.
And Amy went on a road trip this weekend. Now she's gone road trip crazy. She's trying to plan a bunch of them now. What you got? Hello.
Hey, y'all talking about road trips?
We are.
Okay. This one pushes the boundary of your time limit and might push boundary of hotel stay. I've never stayed any other place but one place down there.
Okay.
But New Bern, North Carolina.
Yes, that's good. Downtown waterfront's nice.
And the downtown waterfront is nice. I mean, it's just a great little town.
Where do you stay when you go there?
I stay at a place called the Captain's Stay. It's a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
And he has a place out behind it called the Cottage. He's pet friendly. That's the reason we stay in it. The cottage is like two beds and a little fireplace and bathroom in it, huge bathroom. And the guy that owns it, Craig, makes the most incredible flipping breakfast, and he makes them to your order.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like, oh, bed and breakfast, we're having French toast tomorrow morning or something like this. You walk in there and tell Craig, hey, I want gravy and biscuits. He'll whip up gravy and biscuits
for
you.
Wow. That's awesome. What's the drive time?
About three and a half hours. Okay. Of course, I'm coming from Lexington.
All right, so that's not bad. That's right in the wheelhouse. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie, thank you for checking in this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, guys. All right, later.
All right, later.
Amy went out of town on a little, it's kind of a short road trip, a doable road trip, you know. 3 hours for a weekend road trip. That's about enough, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you start like, all right, I want to get out of the car, and then you're there. Yeah. You don't have to get back in it.
You're done. But a lot of people calling with suggestions. Thank you for your calls at 680-WOLF. Yeah.
Hey, man, I want to call and let y'all know about the weekend getaway.
Lay it on us.
Floyd, Virginia. It's a small little town. You go right on up number 8, cross over the parkway, and they got an old log cabin up there you can stay in as a hotel and whatnot, and you can walk all these little shops up yonder, and they got good little mom-and-pop places.
Nice. So you go up there. Do you do weekends up there?
Yes, ma'am. We've been up there 3 times the past 2 years, just little getaways.
Nice. How far is that drive?
It's about an hour and a half to hour and 45 minutes. It's just on the other side of the parkway on number 8.
Yeah, dude, that's a perfect getaway.
See, that's another thing about there's lots of good day trips down the Blue Ridge Parkway. Mm-hmm. There are no commercial businesses on the parkway, really, but there are some really neat places, Mabry Mill, places like that you can stop at that don't take forever to get to.
That's for sure. And that's, like I said, they got a couple good little restaurants up there. My girlfriend, she likes to go. They got a little restaurant. They have an original brick oven where they cook pizza in. And you can go in there and order a beer, and they play a little music and eat pizza and stuff.
That sounds perfect. What's your name?
My name is Jasper.
Jasper, thank you for checking in, man. Have a good one.
Y'all do the same now. Thank you.
All right, later.
See, Jasper knows. And the parkway is great, too. But at Mabry Mill, there is a restaurant at Mabry Mill. It's beautiful there for taking pictures and stuff. It's an old grist mill, and it's just as picturesque as you can get, particularly in the fall.
And those types of places, you can find a place that's safe or cheap. It's not this, like, going to the beach in the middle of July pricing, you know?
Yeah, the parkway runs along a lot of different state roads. It runs along, you know, Highway 89, you know, going up the mountain. You can get off of 89 and get on the parkway. There's lots of places to access the parkway.
Because I was driving to Lynchburg. It's just over 2 hours from where I live in Greensboro. And about like an hour in, I had to go to the bathroom. And I was like, I'll stop. And then every time I'm like, that gas station looks like somewhere I'll be murdered. I can't stop there. Yeah. And by the end, I was like, oh my God, if I do not get out of this car, I'm going to die.
She's got a bladder buster going on by the time she gets there.
I couldn't, but you know, you pass these small towns and you're like, no, not stopping.
Seen too many movies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.